When I'm not on it, I miss it. When I train, I think about it. Every step I take in its direction pumps me up and gets me going. My veins dilate. My heartbeat works to feed my muscles. My mind sharpens and clears. Every inch of me readies to attack, defend, and survive, and give these people the thrill they're all yelling for.
"Remy! I love you, Remy!" I hear them yell. "I'll suck your cock for you, Remy! Remy, pound me, Remy!
Remington, I want your riptide!"
Stretching out my fingers, I grab the top rope and jump over it into the ring, taking a look at the people surrounding me. The lights are shining. My name is on everyone's lips, and all their excitement and anticipation spins around me in a fun little whirlwind. They're yelling and waving pink shit at me. They want me up here, right here, just me, some asshole opponent, and our fists. I whip off my robe and hand it to Riley, my friend and coach's second, while people rise to their feet and scream louder as I turn to acknowledge the crowd. They're all standing, all looking at me like I'm their god of war, and tonight is the night I will give them vengeance. I fucking love it. I fucking love those yells, the women screaming about the kind of shit they want me to do to them.
"Remy! Remy!"
a crazy-sounding female shouts at the top of her lungs.
"You're so fucking hot, Remy!"
I turn in amusement, and my gaze runs down the crowded aisle and snags on her. The one with long mahogany hair and amber eyes and pink, plump lips that immediately part in shock. I feel stupefied. My instincts kick in, and I take in the stranger with one quick sweep. She's young, athletic, and dressed demurely, but there's nothing demure about the way she runs her wide, disbelieving eyes all over me. Holy God, I feel like she's just run her tongue all over my cock. When her eyes lock on mine, I raise a brow and a question, silently asking her, "Did you just shout at me or not?" Her cheeks flood a nice shade of pink, and I realize it was her friend who yelled, her friend who pales compared to her. This one doesn't strike me as the kind to be courting the attentions of someone like me. But she's got all my hunter buttons engaged, and now I want her, and I'm going to have her. I wink at her, but I can instantly tell she's not feeling playful. She looks appalled.
"Kirk Dirkwood, the Hammer, here for all of you tonight," the guy with the microphone yells.
My lips curl as I turn to watch Dirkwood hop into the ring and remove his cover, and I flex my arms and curl my fingers until my knuckles pop out. My body feels good. Every muscle is warm and ready to contract. I know I'm good as fuck, but I want this girl to know it. I'm feeling very, very possessive, and I don't want her to look at anyone but me. I want her to see I'm the strongest, the fastest. Hell, as far as I know, I want her to think I'm the only man in the whole damn world. Kirk is big and slow as a snail. He throws the first punch, but I can see it coming from the moment he even starts thinking about moving. I duck and come back with a punch that knocks him to the side and rocks his balance. She's watching me. I know it. The heat in her gaze makes me fight harder and faster. Hell, I own this ring. I love everything about it. I know its dimensions, the feel of the canvas under my feet, the heat of the lights on me. I have never lost a single underground fight. People know that no matter how badly I get beat up, I always get back up and finish the battle on my terms. But tonight, I feel immortal. The crowd starts chanting my name, "Remy, Remy, Remy." It's my ring, my crowd, my fight, my fucking night. Then I hear that voice again. Not her, but the woman she came with.
"Oh my God, hit him, Remy! Just knock him dead, you sexy beast!"
I oblige and knock Kirk down on the canvas with a hard thump. Yells erupt all over. The ringmaster grabs and lifts my arm, and I swing my head to look at her. Curious.